Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible, again, the book of John, chapter number 3, verse number 6, where the Word of God said, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And we're looking at the first part of that verse, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." We're studying this week on the subject dealing with our flesh. I mention to you each day that we have three great enemies: the world, the devil, and the flesh. Many are aware that the world is their enemy. They're aware that the devil is their enemy, but yet they have never recognized that their own flesh is their enemy. I'm talking about as far as their spirituality is concerned. And so we've been looking for the last two broadcasts at this. We look first of all at the reason that we have this problem with the flesh. I mentioned to you there's a condition that exists. We're a saved being living in an unsaved body. And then I mentioned the conflict that emerges. You never have any problem with the flesh until you're saved. But the moment you're saved by the grace of God, then your flesh becomes the enemy of your spirituality. We have a great example of this in the family of Abraham. Abraham had no problem with Ishmael as a lad. But when Isaac was weaned, and Abraham pitched a party celebrating that, then Ishmael started mocking him. Ishmael, of course, is a type of the flesh. Isaac was a type of the spiritual man. And so you will have no problem out of your flesh until you are saved by the grace of God. But the moment you're saved, then your flesh becomes the enemy of your spirituality. We started looking at the depravity of the flesh. And I pointed out to you how that the Word of God said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 6, "From the sole of the foot, even under the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 64, verse number 6, "But we're all an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags." And again, he speaks of the righteousness of our flesh. That's the description that God gives about our flesh. Then the Bible said, Paul said in Romans chapter number 7, he said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Now that's a great lesson we need to learn. There is nothing spiritual about your flesh, but rather it is the enemy of your spirituality. Now you say, "Preacher, why is my flesh so depraved?" And I am trying to answer that from the Word of God. I pointed out to you on yesterday that our flesh is depraved because of its beginnings. We learn from the Word of God that we are born of a corruptible seed. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. We found in the book of Psalms 51, verse number 5, that David said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And that does not mean that he was born out of wedlock, but it simply means that his father was a sinner, his mother was a sinner, and therefore he himself, his flesh, is sinful and wicked before God. So we learn that the depravity that we experience in our flesh is there because of our beginning. But then I want you to notice a second thing. Not only our flesh is depraved because of its beginning, but our flesh is depraved because of its bounds. Notice our text verse again in John chapter 3, verse number 6. The word of God said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." Now listen to me carefully. The word "is" covers the lifetime of your flesh. The moment you were born into this world, you were born a fleshly being. And as long as you live, you will have your flesh and its Adamic nature to put up with. You will never get over it. You will never get out of it. As long as you're in this life, you may pet it and pamper it and pretty it up, but it's still wicked flesh in the eyes of a thrice holy God. So the Bible said that it is bound by that. You remember back over the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve had sinned and God's about to drive them out, God looked at Adam and said, "Dust thou art. You came from the dust, and to the dust shalt thou return." God gave upon the righteousness of the flesh in the Garden of Eden, consigned it back to the ground. When we're saved, we're born spiritually, and in our spiritual life, we can honor the Lord. But then I want you to notice a third thing. Not only our flesh is depraved because of its beginning, it is depraved because of its bounds, but it is also depraved in its behavior. There is no way that your flesh will ever behave righteously. Now, we ought to control our flesh, and we ought to bring it under subjection, and we ought not to allow it to do the things that it wants to do. But my friend, in spite of all of our efforts, we find ourselves still not perfecting our flesh. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Psalms 58, verse number 3. The Bible said, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." Let me take just a moment and deal with this. You do not have to teach a child to lie, to get mad, to fight, to want their way. You say, "Why, preacher?" That is their nature. That is their flesh. They are born with that kind of a nature. It's called a depraved nature. And then the Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone into his own way." The scripture teaches us in Romans chapter 3, verse number 10, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." All we like sheep have gone astray. None of us are righteous. None of us are good. None of us are godly. None of us are holy. The Bible brings a conclusion to us in Romans chapter 3, verse number 23. "For that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So in dealing with the flesh, we must understand, first of all, the depravity of our flesh. Let me move on. To understand our flesh, not only must we recognize the depravity of the flesh, but we must recognize the desires of our flesh. Now, I want you to hear me. This may be hard on you, but it's still a hard truth. Your flesh does not desire spiritual things. Now, your flesh may desire to perform spiritual things in order that it might receive the glory for that and be honored of men for what it's done. But friend, your flesh does not desire spiritual things. Let me read it again from Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 17. The Bible said, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other." Now then, what is the desires of the flesh? And by the way, they're the same in every person. Or there may be some things where the desire shows up greater in one person than it does another. But all of us are possessed with these same wicked fleshly desires. Let me give you three of them. First of all, your flesh desires self-gratification. The flesh cries out, "Satisfy my lust. Satisfy my lust. Do my thing. Let me be satisfied. Let me be fulfilled." That is the cry for self-gratification. May I say to you, second in the desires of the flesh, there is the desire for self-exaltation. The flesh cries out, "Hey, look at me. Look what I've done. Look what I'm doing. Look who I am." And it wants exaltation. The flesh wants to be exalted. It wants attention. It wants honor. It wants glory. But not only there's the desire of the flesh that is revealed in self-gratification and self-exaltation, but then there's a desire of the flesh that cries out for self-liberation. The flesh cries out, "Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me I've got to do this or I cannot do that." No, the flesh desires self-liberation. It wants to be turned loose to fulfill its own lust and its own desires, if I may say so, to do its own thing, regardless, my friend, of what it may be. So there's the desires of the flesh. It desires for self-gratification. Satisfy my lust. Satisfy my longing. Satisfy me. There is a cry for self-exaltation. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm something. Don't you notice how great I really am? And then there's the cry of the flesh for self-liberation. Don't tell me what to do. Let me have my own way. Let me be what I want to be. So we find from the Word of God that our enemy, the flesh, is a very present enemy. And we must learn to deal with it. And it'll be with us as long as we live in this life. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And the flesh lusteth and warreth against the spirit. And the flesh never seeks to please God unless it's doing it with a motive that will bring glory and honor to itself instead of to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm aware of the fact that we love our flesh and we do not want to see ourselves, our flesh, as God describes it in the Word of God. But friend, I say again, your flesh is a great enemy to your spirituality. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.